Donald Trump said yesterday, I don't think there's ever been a president elected who in this short period of time has done what we've done. And I say that is as accurate a statement as that man has ever made. Who would have thunk it? Who would have seen anything like this coming? He seems terribly self-absorbed and consumed by how he's perceived. That being said, his base doesn't care.
Yeah, you know, and I would suppose that he does seem a little narcissistic. And when a guy like this needs people to like him as much as he needs people to like him, it's gonna throw a little wrench into the plans.
Well, maybe, or maybe it's a wrench is just what we need in Washington, D.C. That's what some would say. I felt it was like watching somebody self-diagnose and treat his own neuroses and conduct his own therapy. I think that's what he was doing yesterday. At least that seemed like the first half of the news conference.
You got to remember, we're not watching a politician up there. We're not watching a guy that's been in front of crowds and you weren't elected as a representative, a senator, on and on it goes. You're watching a guy that basically is a businessman, and he's not used to having to take people's crap.
And like a Roman emperor, he continues to throw the media to the lions. Joe Concha watches the media, writes about it at The Hill. A very smart guy. Joe, your overall thoughts on that 80-minute extravaganza we saw yesterday?
Well, let me ask you first. Did either of you think that Trump was going to win in November?
I did not. I thought Hillary was going to win by four.
We did place a bet. I said he was going to win.
Okay. And it basically was your analysis on his demeanor?
My analysis was on a movement of people that seemed to be so entrenched with this guy. And I kept asking John, I go, do you think there's a chance? Because I knew it was an outside chance, but it just seemed like there was some kind of a wild movement underway, and people that were going to vote for him weren't necessarily representing themselves and saying they were going to vote for him.
And what was fueling that movement? What do you think the message was that Trump had that helped him beat Hillary?
Well, it would seem to me that that people are tired of government working the way it was, because, to those people, it wasn't working.
Anything specific, then? I'm sorry to be cryptic. Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, what do you think the message
Jobs.
Was? Jobs. Right. And trade, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And coal miners kind of getting shafted, probably northeast Pennsylvania, southeast Ohio, places like that, right? So yesterday's press conference, I'm going to go a completely different direction than you guys thought I would, but I think this is a point that we really, your listeners and you have to understand. The main point of the press conference yesterday was to announce that Trump had a new labor secretary that he was nominating. All right, this guy, Alexander Acosta, who's pretty well respected, including by a Richard Trumka. Do we know who he is?
Union guy.
Yeah, AFL-CIO. It's the largest federation of unions in the United States, represents 13 million people. And he endorsed the nomination, which is crazy because Trump's a Republican and unions hate mm-hmm. Republicans, but it seems that Trump is now almost having a coup that no one's talking about, that unions seem to like him. And James Hoffa Jr. said the same thing, and he represents the Teamsters. So that's the point, guys, that everybody is focusing on Trump's demeanor and how he acted and how mean he was to the press and how he went off on these tangents. And stuff is happening, like when he signed that legislation yesterday reversing President Obama's regulations on coal miners. That is going to help him win in 2020, no matter how he acts. This is the mistake we made before the election, and it's what we're making afterwards. We're focused on the shiny object that is Donald Trump's behavior, and we're missing the actions that is resonating with people that care about stuff that affects their lives.
And if he takes a flamethrower to the Washington establishment and or the press, nobody in middle America really cares.
Oh, no, nobody in a lot of places care. Let me give you two stats. 9 out of 10 Republicans don't trust the media. That's according to Gallup. Mm-hmm. Okay, we expect that, right? Mm-hmm. How about independents? What do you think the number is?
Oh, I think it's probably above 50% don't trust the media.
70.
Okay, yeah, all right. Yeah, I get that. I read that. Yeah, I knew that. All he has to do is replicate what he did previous, I'm talking about last November. He gets reelected going away. And if he brings union guys on board, forget about it. It's a washout.
If he delivers, right? He still has to deliver. Like, you still have, but he is, right? So you say, when you open this segment, when Trump said, I've accomplished more in these 28 days than any other president's come on board, he has signed 11 executive orders. One of them was tearing up TPP, and that got applauded by guys like Trumka and Hoffa. I'm telling you, he's doing these things, and no one's paying attention to it, and it's going to make a huge difference in 2020.
Now, Joe, if you know, and I've been saying this a lot since, they call it the sprinkling of Trump pixie dust on the economy. Everybody's investments, no matter how big or small, are on the rise. All he has to do is create some jobs, especially in this city. And I think if he can do that, then he turns the tide of the people that, that will then come on board with him.
Joe, thank you for your time. Excellent analysis, as always. We'll read more at The Hill, and we'll have you back soon. That's Joe Concha.